were told the history of the process to get to the point where they decided to put on a quarantine. About the 3rd of July, a plant pathologist had come through the area and one of the growers has pointed out a suspect disease. He then took some samples and found that that was the green cucumber mosaic, mottled mosaic virus. From that point on, the department had been in and sampled all our crops and had had meetings with other states, and in that process they decided that they need to put a quarantine in place.
So they told you it had been confirmed, or are they still, it's still suspect?
They've said they found it, and they've said that we are under a suspect rating.
How did yourself and the other people at the meeting take that news? I imagine it's pretty disheartening.
Oh, extremely disheartening. That's on our orchard we grow mangoes and watermelon, so for me I've got other crops that I can rely on, but there's other growers in the street that are solely watermelon growers, so that'll be devastating for them as they're talking about banning us for 2 years.
When does this ban begin, have you been told?
We've been told it's coming. They are having to get the documentation done and they'll be emailing us any time to say that it's in place.
And this would, I imagine, mean you have to destroy any crop you have currently on the ground?
Yep, as soon as the order comes out, we've got to then go and glyphosate the crop. Then once it's dried off a little bit, we have to remove the plastic and heap up the watermelon bushes and dig a big hole and burn them.
That would have to be an incredibly difficult task for yourself.
Yeah, I've only purchased the property, or succession planned the property from my father 5 months ago. So within my first 5 months, one of our major sources of income, we've been placed under quarantine. So, yeah, it's not much fun.
And I take it there's about 6 weeks to go in your harvest season?
Yep.
So what sort of percentage would you be through this year?
We'd probably be about 80% through our crop. Yeah, it's usually towards the end that we make our best money. So we grow from, say, May through till early November, and through the winter we hope there's going to be great prices, which this year was not, and then towards the end now, which price has gone quite high, we were getting quite excited about the fact we're going to end up with a good season.
During the discussion at the meeting, were you able to get a good idea of why this needs to happen? Are you convinced?
Oh, absolutely it needs to happen. If there's a virus that is could affect the rest of the watermelon industry, we need to, as an industry, have to protect it. So we understand fully why it needs to happen. That needs to be in place, and also we need the other side of it. This could have happened to any grower in Australia. We need to support the growers that are affected, I think, financially.
Was the issue of compensation discussed?
Yes, they said there may be some compensation, but it may take quite a while to do.
Was everyone at the meeting as convinced of the process as yourself, Mitchell, that this needs to happen?
Oh, when it affects your pocket, you don't want it to happen. Yeah, I can't really talk for the other growers.
I understand it's not just the Venn district, it's also north of Katherine as well.
Yeah, in the Edith area, there's another grower up there that has been placed under suspect as well.
How many growers do you believe will be encompassed?
The area that's being lined out to be under quarantine for 2 years, there would probably be 6 to 7 growers in that area. We're a very strong watermelon growing area on the Fox Road.
How strict is the quarantine? Are vehicles and people allowed to continue coming and going, and produce like your mangoes being able to come and go as well?
Yeah, the mango crop's no problem. We're just not allowed to move equipment from property to property without getting it sterilised and inspected, and we are not allowed to have people drive up into the quarantined area. Well, obviously, we need to be responsible and deal with the problem as effectively as possible and honour the quarantine once it's been proved that it's here. The other side of it is I just need to be able to lobby the government to get some assistance, not just for myself but for every grower on Fox Road, not go in and just discuss my issue, but there are growers here that solely grow watermelons that won't be able to grow them for 2 years, and that's going to be a pretty bitter pill to take, seeing it wasn't our fault for this problem to come in.
It's terrible news for yourself and the other growers there, Mitchell. Thanks for having a chat with the Country Hour, and good luck. I imagine it's going to be a tough couple of years for yourself and the other growers.
Yep, well, we've got to work through it. Thanks for the call.